This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
So much stuff to win on this radio show.
Oh, yeah.
5K a day. Disturbed tickets right now. If you text the word sickness to 206-803-ROCK, as Disturbed coming to Climate Pledge Arena, May the 5th. Again, the code word is sickness. Text that now to 206-803-ROCK if you're wondering. S-I-C-K-N-E-S-S.
All right.
Sickness. Sometimes I think the word should be like it.
Right.
You know, and. Text and right now.
Thickness.
Thickness. Down with the thickness without the T-H. 206-803-ROCK. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
Got a couple from our question today on food doing it dirty, guys. On Friday night, Memorial Day weekend, 2014, I was on my way over Highway 410 towards Yakima to ride quads. Stopped at Whistlin' Jack's for dinner along the way. And
I've been to Whistlin' Jack's. You ever been there, Mike?
Nope.
Ordered the fish and chips. Pretty good?
It is. It's just, you have to drive through Enumclaw, go up past Crystal.
All right.
Over Chinook Pass, which is closed most of the year. So it's kind of a famous thing if you've been in that restaurant. So I just like to give Mike a hard time, as I've been, he hasn't.
Okay. I took the first bite and a pocket of hot grease exploded into my mouth. It burned the roof of my mouth so bad I was seeping blood and fluid all weekend.
Oh, God.
It took 2 months to heal and I still have about an inch and a half scar on the roof of my mouth. Lesson learned, always cut into deep fried food before digging in. Hidden dangers are everywhere. Stay beautiful, my friends. That from the Ginger Midget.
That happened to me earlier this summer in August. I had a bite of buffalo cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing. Like, there must have just been a pocket of oil in there. Because, again, Mike and his wife were eating it fine. Yeah. My mouth was scalded for days.
Michelle's winning food do be dirty. We all love growing food in the garden. Growing some cabbage and other things. One of the roommates went and got out of the garden to go with supper. So as we got to the part of said cabbage, I had a grub worm staring me in the face as I was about to go in for another bite.
No, thank you.
I said out loud, "What in the hell is this?" Someone took a look at my plate and said, "Oh, yes, I'm sorry, that's a grub worm. You can toss that and get more if you like." Luckily, it had been boiled, cooked, or whatever. I just put the worm on a napkin and finished the dinner. That from Kevin in Linwood. Moving on to the birthdays, guys. Ola, today is my husband Mark's birthday. Can I please ask for the Dirty Germans to wish him a happy birthday from his wife Jennifer, daughter Alyssa, and son Mason. Thanks, guys. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah, you see, I'm not quite sure exactly how old your kids are, so I don't know what I should say, but hopefully your kids are 6 and 9, and maybe you can translate that to your birthday tonight.
Sounds this all very weird. We have no idea how old this man is, yeah. But we do know about his wife, Jennifer, don't we?
Yeah. Jenny was the big one.
It's y'all, Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
Guys, hope it's not too late, but I'd like to send a birthday shout out to my friend Sam. He is turning 60, but likes to say he's turning 69.
Of course he does.
How about your penis is too small and the dirty German's telling him what he's going to do tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Brian.
Yeah, I feel like most 60-year-old men celebrating a birthday, you will get drunk, come home, masturbate, and forget that you did any of it the next morning.
Yeah, or you could just see the other thing. You know, nowadays, you could even take a little pill to help you out.
Yeah, even for masturbation.
That'd be bad.
I know, it's go time.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, people have to do it.
Sure. I mean, I would if I had to.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you. I have a couple extra emails real quick here. This one is titled simply Shaq.
Shaq?
Shaq.
Shaq.
Shaq. Hola. Miles, thank you so much for constantly reminding me of Shaq's shoes. I wanted a pair when I was a kid and never got them for whatever reason. Despite them always being fairly priced, comparatively, it seemed like as soon as they would release a style I like, they would be impossible to find. That day is over. You mentioned the Shaq shoe again recently, a few weeks back, catching up on the Odyssey app. So it inspired me to jump online and check what they've been doing lately. I was not disappointed. The first shoe I saw an ad for was a double whammy of shoes I've wanted my whole life. Pictured below is one of my grail finds as far as the shoes go. Reebok brought back the Shaq Attack shoe with the old school pump on it. That's right, the pump. Remember the Reebok
pumps? I remember that, yeah, man.
What the pump?
Not only have I wanted a pair of Shaqs my whole life, but wanted a pair of pumps my whole life. And the latter has been hard to find and expensive if you do find them. So I just about climaxed when I saw these new renditions of the Shaq Attack pumps. Most sellers online had them for a reasonable $120. I somehow found them on eBay for $66 with shipping. I do have an original pair of Jordan 1s that cost me over $300. These Shaq Attacks feel about a million times stronger and better built, similar to high-top Air Force 1s. I'll be buying multiple pairs of these over the next couple of months to ensure that I have the pair for at least the rest of my life. Thank you, Miles. That from J.S.
In your defense, though, the Shaq Attack Reebok pump, I believe, is a different shoe than just the Shaq shoes you were always giving that guy a super hard time.
They're very different. Yeah. I believe you are correct. Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Who, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, this episode of Who Sucks Less, we're calling, fun with your phone. Maybe put it down. Let us start where a dental nurse struck up a relationship with a widowed dentist. Well, she then launched a stalking campaign against them after they split. Now, I'm not saying she's crazy, but Sophie Colwell fitted a tracking device to David Pagliero's car, bombarded him with phone calls, and managed to gain access to his house so that she could wait for him in his bedroom. The 54-year-old Dr. Pagliero, he eventually ended up contacting police, and she was arrested. Now, she pleaded guilty to stalking and involving serious alarm or distress and received a 20-week prison sentence, suspended for 12 months. So she and Dr. Pagliero, they worked together at the Smile Dental Center in England when the relationship started. Dr. Pagliero said he sought companionship following the death of his wife and the mother of his two teenage children back in 2021. And he described her as being a tonic and being nice when they got together. But after the pair separated, the 30-year-old, she embarked on her stalking campaign. Dr. Pagliero noticed that she would turn up at various locations that he'd driven to, such as the gas station when he was just trying to buy gas. She eventually handed him a tracker that she had attached to his car. But when he tried to talk to her about it, she became distressed and had a meltdown. Then one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, Dr. Pagliero, he found her in his own bedroom, quote, without permission. She actually went for his cell phone. There was a tug of war. But his phone ended up calling 911, so the court heard an audio recording from when she entered his bedroom, where you could then hear him in the background screaming, help, help, help. But before cops got there, she managed to flee out of a window. She also harassed him by phone, making 965 calls to him in a single day. And then more than 1,000 calls the following day. Dr. Pagliaro said he was constantly worried that she was following him or hiding in the bushes by his driveway. Anyway, he said he did not want revenge. He said, quote, "I never wanted that, but your actions wore me down." So he said that she found the end of the relationship very difficult. She was incredibly distressed, but she now knows the relationship is over. By the way, she was also made the subject of a 5-year restraining order banning her from contacting Douglas Pagliaro or going to his home or his dental surgery.
Damn.
She lost it a little bit. But more phone fun. This time we go to Ohio. A 34-year-old woman in Ohio, she was convicted of multiple felonies for making hundreds of fake 911 calls, tying up emergency services to the extent that it resulted in the death of another person.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Kesha Kennedy, she pleaded guilty last week to one felony count of disrupting public services, one felony count of making false alarms, and 25 counts of misuse of 911 systems. Authorities said the woman had been effectively using local first responders for personal entertainment for ambulance rides to the hospital. Kennedy called 911 almost 400 times since 2020 to complain about various illnesses. Now, as a result, the fire department became strained by her improper and frequent use of the emergency resources. Prosecutors said that the effects of Kennedy's behavior were felt throughout the community, particularly because first responders taxing her to the hospital for non-existent emergencies meant those services were unavailable to respond to actual emergencies. 911 calls from Kennedy, they were so frequent that it was not unusual for her to call multiple times in a single day. And the calls continued despite doctors at the hospital repeatedly informing her she has no medical issues. Well, regardless, every time she was brought in the facility, they were forced to triage her, emphasizing that taxpayers funded her transportation and hospital visits through Medicaid. She's also been abusing the emergency service resources in several other counties. 4 other counties in Ohio. In fact, one of them, she was convicted of misusing the county 911 system. So this is just what she does, but one of the times they're taking her dumbass to the hospital, someone who had an actual medical emergency could not get attention in that. And now we go to Japan, where a 38-year-old man, he was recently arrested for phone stalking his own wife, calling her over 100 times a day anonymously and saying nothing until she hung up. So on July 10th, a 31-year-old woman, she started receiving strange phone calls from someone who would just remain silent until she hung up in frustration. This went on for weeks because the calls, they came from an anonymous phone number, so she couldn't just block the calls. Now, on most days, she would get dozens of phone calls, but sometimes the phone stalker would ring over 100 times per day. And the phone never rang during the night or when she was playing video games on her husband's phone, which ultimately got her thinking about who the mystery caller could be. As July turned into August and the phone calls kept coming, the woman started thinking about ways to expose her stalker. Now, the more she analyzed the patterns of the calls, the more suspicious she became of her husband. Because, you see, the only time she never got the annoying calls were at night when they were slept in the same bed and when she used his phone to play video games. Now, eventually, the woman turned to police to help her solve the mystery, sharing with them her suspicion that her husband could be the stalker. And following an investigation, officers confirmed the woman's fears. And finally, in September, her husband was arrested for violating Japan's anti-stalker law. Now, when asked why he'd harassed his own wife for over a month with the strange phone calls, the man simply answered, "I love my wife, and I made the phone calls." That was his entire explanation. Now, apparently, it's not uncommon for married couples in Japan to live separately, especially when one of them has to relocate because of their job. And sometimes one of the spouses, they do get jealous, start stalking the other party. However, police confirmed that this was the first case of phone stalking involving a couple living together. So those are your stories. I'm sorry, man.
That is weird.
That's just weird. Yeah, the Japanese dude. Yeah. That's really weird. So we have the woman that was dating the dentist. And after they broke up, she called him over 1,986 times in 2 days, put a tracking device on his car, broke into his house to make room in the bedroom, all that. We have the woman in Ohio who made nearly 400 911 calls as a result of all these stupid calls for fake medical conditions. Someone else actually did die because they couldn't get the treatment. And finally, the weird dude in Japan who phone stalks his own wife.
Okay, Ohio in my mind sucks the most because somebody passed on, obviously, and you're tying up, critical services. So I think that's a no-brainer on that one. The woman in Ohio, it's a little bit much to put a tracking device on someone's car continually.
No, she's in England. The one who put the tracking device.
Oh, that's in England.
That's in England.
That's in England. Okay. I think that's...
A bit much?
A bit much. So look, I'm sorry. She married that guy in Japan.
Right.
They're husband and wife one way or another. You hopefully know your spouse and know what they are capable of doing and know their quirks and their weirdnesses. So to me, since this is a direct family member, this is the person's spouse who continually does this in this instance based on the other two stories, that one sucks the least.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple to say Ohio sucks the most because that guy died.
Somebody died.
And then, I mean, honestly, I'm just going to agree with Miles because, again, like the woman in England, while nobody got hurt, just the shock of coming home and there's somebody sitting in your bedroom.
And she shows up at the gas station when you're pumping gas.
Yeah, like, that's horrible.
I mean, this is getting creepy, man.
Nah, the only thing I will say different than Miles is, like, if you can't mentally torture your wife, what's the point of getting married?
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, I feel like this guy was just like, I'm just going to mess with her.
That's what I bought with the ring.
Yeah. Have a little fun out of this. Hey, no more mouth hugs. I get to mess with you.
It's just weird. It's just weird.
That is super weird.
That's I didn't do anything to
I'm glad nothing bad happened, as I was dying laughing the whole time you told that story, like... What?
Well, and then he's like, it's just because I love her so much. It's like, no. I really want to know why you're doing that.
Because you're crazy.
Don't BS me. Like, that's your wife. That's fine. Whatever.
You are a guy. You want to mess with your spouse's mind. You're on the couch. You're sitting there. Just stand up and start walking somewhere.
Right.
They have to know where you're going.
That's right.
Don't say a word. Don't just start walking.
Yeah.
Because if they get up and go someplace, God doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care where you're going. You're going wherever you're going. But if a guy sits up and starts walking. Could be going to the bathroom. Might be going to the kitchen. You never know where he's going. You just effed her mind up.
Just walk out the front door.
She's completely confused.
Just walk out the front door.
If you walk out the front door, they will absolutely pop the top, dude.
She cannot believe that you are moving around right now. Yeah. She wonders where you're going.
Get a pack of smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. T-Bay continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram there. Shout out the names coming up. You're listening.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come to Men's. We'll drink a toast for the shower of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study found that high-potency cannabis will leave a distinct mark on the user's DNA.
What is that mark? Like a little pot leaf, smiley face?
Yeah.
Just the Jamaican flag.
Chocolate stain on your shirt.
It was just
somebody thinking Arby's,
right? It was just basically saying if it's potent enough, it's gonna change some things.
Okay, all right.
And it was dealing with why some users will develop like a psychosis with it.
Yeah, that does happen.
So
small percentage, but it certainly happens.
Right, and so that's what it was looking into there.
So I feel like somewhere along the way, are we just talking about Jamaican DNA?
Right. All right.
Make you skinny.
Due to its attractive nature in some fruit flies, beer may become a new main ingredient in pesticides.
That makes sense. They go after your beer.
Huh.
Exactly.
So I guess attract them, and then whatever's going to poison them.
Right.
Say the slugs.
Yeah, slugs for sure.
Yeah.
Me?
I mean, like, yep. I go to the bar specifically because they have beer.
Right. But and, we're different.
Well, but if the bartender's there, if they wanted to murder me and you, they wouldn't have to come look for us. So let's give it a couple of days.
No.
They're going to come in because we have the beer, much like fruit flies.
Works on fruit flies and bar flies.
Yes, and bar flies, yes.
Well, I was going to say, the only difference is not just beer. Could be White Claw, could be whiskey.
Right.
Orange juice mixed with Miller
High Life. On Sundays.
On Sundays, my bad.
I mean, in a way, it just kind of becomes a different kind of fly trap, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because like wax paper or like fly paper or something like that, like it has a pheromone on there that attracts them. So if it's a food source, that should work too. There you go.
Yeah.
A new study. I mean,
basically, we're just fishing for fruit flies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're doing. We're just not going to do anything with them other than throw them away.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when you really think about it, like, I'll never understand why we go hunting for mammals, but you fish for fish.
Well, why don't we mammal for mammals?
Right. Why don't we? Am I not hunting a fish?
I'm going deering.
Yeah. And same thing. It's like
deering.
Oh, look, we could use this to attract the fruit flies. Like, yeah, well, that's what fishing is. You throw something on a hook. I hope he goes, I'll eat it.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point, Ted.
How many fruit flies do you think you'd have to collect to make a hamburger patty?
Ooh.
Golly. That'd be a lot.
Even McDonald's
fruit
style.
Fruit flies, though, man. Those are small flies.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, even that 1/16th of a patty?
Yeah, like the smallest thing. Even a slider. Just to make a slider. How many fruit flies?
I'd say you need at least 1,000.
Oh, more than that.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe like a million.
You need to have like
I'm going
to
Google. Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
You gotta let
somebody's thought of this before.
You got to let a bowl of fruit go bad on your kitchen counter for like months to attract that many.
Or just a banana a couple days too late. I swear to God, any other fruit, it seems fine. Once that banana gets that first brown spot.
One brown spot.
Yeah, then it's like, hey, we're here.
Game on.
There is no better detective than when you see a fruit fly in your home and you don't have any fruit. What the hell went bad? Where is it?
It does become an issue.
Right.
Everyone's looking. There was a fruit fly in our house last night.
Take out the trash, bleach the floors.
Also, a banana will die on your desk at work if you don't eat it that day. For some reason, as soon as it leaves the house, it's like, all right, I'm dying.
All right, later.
I'm out.
What's that, Steve?
Just my dog saw a fruit fly last night, and she would not settle down. You know, like a house fly, she can zip around kind of
catching.
I
can hear it.
And fruit flies, you can swing your hand at, you're not going to hit it. Doesn't matter what you do. And this dog, I'm just trying to watch TV, and it was so annoying. I'm like, Molly, just
leave it, man.
It's been 20 minutes. You're blocking the TV. Right, constantly. It's like, Jesus.
She ever zapped a fly out of midair?
Oh, God, yeah.
That is the weirdest damn thing. When you can hear it buzzing, it's quiet enough in your house, and then all of a sudden they snap, and then it goes away.
Right.
That is the wildest damn thing.
So, bad news. Uh-oh. Nobody's figured out how many fruit flies.
Come on,
to
science.
Make one burger.
But I did find out, I don't know where this is, but they're somewhere in Africa. They make meatloafs and burgers out of mosquitoes.
Ooh, Miles, you can try that, man. You're going to be
all
right
day
there.
Long. I just thought, when am I going to get food poisoning when I'm there?
Okay, does the mosquito
the only thing that was on my mind the entire time.
You know, remember when they were making those vegan burgers like the Beyond Burger and whatnot? Sure. Does a mosquito burger bleed?
You're going to get it rare, right?
Oh, no. Think of
I'm just
are
saying,
you familiar with what a hockey puck looks like?
Oh, yeah.
That's what these look like.
Hey, I'm just saying, mosquitoes are sucking blood out of everybody. Like, you can...
Actually,
when you throw it on a grill, like, does it bleed? Come on, man. A new study discovered that genetics is a main factor in whether or not a person develops... Sorry, Ted. Gout.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, I knew that. Sure. A lot of people in my family get it.
Exactly.
I think it's both.
Sure, there's factors. Somebody's got to get it first, but once you kind of have the genes to get gout, you pass on the genes to get gout.
I'll tell you, man, it's funny. Like, I take the allopurinol now, so I haven't had it in a while. But sometimes downtown, I'll see somebody limping. I don't know how to explain it. I can go, it's not an injury, that's gout.
Really? You just tell the difference.
Just by the wall. The first time I had it, I went to the doctor. He didn't even diagnose me with it. And then I went to a Husky game, and some random dude was like, gout, huh? And I was like, no. And he's like, yeah. You deny it for a couple of years, and by 30-something, you'll know.
Oh, right. He was just
wild, like, I've
been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Through what day is it, buddy?
Today would be Wednesday.
You're right. It's World Bread Day, and now I decided let's have some fun.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 breads. From worst to first. Oh, boy. In the meantime, let me tell you about Mrs. Beaton and her Book of Household Management. Published in 1861, she had a recipe for a toast sandwich. Place a cold, cold piece of toast between two thin slices of bread and butter, and season with salt and pepper. Did somebody say choking hazard? But I think I know what it tastes like. Disappointment.
Damn. So real quick, I do have the 10 worst and the 10 best. Honestly, I have a list of nearly 30 breads here.
No, wait, from when they say best and worst, like for you or as far as people feel about them?
I think it's how people feel about them, because the ones that tend to be up top, what do you know, probably not the best healthy for you. So what would you guys say is your favorite type of bread? And what is your least favorite type
My
of bread?
My least favorite type of bread is...
focaccia?
No.
No,
ciabatta.
No. Ciabatta.
It's just, it's dry, yep. It's hard, I don't get it. Man, put anything on a croissant. You got a better shot of me eating it.
All right. Ted, your favorite, your least favorite?
Least favorite. Thrill's probably right. There is a time and place for
ciabatta,
but you got to have a lot of sauce or something.
Okay.
On that.
Okay.
And then, honestly, I'd say anything King's Hawaiian.
Okay.
Miles. Oh, good call.
Ciabatta, obviously, number one.
Wow.
Okay. There's no secret there. I mean, I think that's universal.
Favorite bread. And they're pretty liberal with what they call bread here.
You know what, man? I do like an Italian loaf, but I'll say hollow.
Okay. So here
you're a hollow fat girl.
That's right.
Hollow bread's delicious.
Here's the bottom of the list here. Okay. Right. So number 10, not exactly the worst, but it's on the list of the worst. Hawaiian bread.
Really?
What? Yep.
Hell's wrong with people?
Let's see here. It's kind of midway on the list. Like I said, it's not the worst, but it doesn't top the top 15 as it was.
You gotta be kidding.
They go with milk bread at number 9 of the
worst. I'm positive bread. I know what milk bread is.
It's let's see here.
It's what you are before you become milk toast.
Japanese milk bread. It's soft and delicate, yet sturdy. Unlike other types of white bread that taste bland, this one pops with buttery notes, making it nothing short of a pleasure to eat.
It looks delicious.
Yeah.
All also right. Sounds like somebody called me once.
They just go straight up white sandwich bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plain. I can understand why it's not among the best.
It's plain, but I feel like white sandwich bread, for the most part, like, that's your home bread. So whether you want something savory, something kind of sweet, if you just want standard toast, like, it's versatile.
Matzo bread.
It's okay.
I've never actually seen or tried matzo bread.
Yes.
Yeah,
that looks like the flatbread at Subway.
Right? Well,
exactly. It's drier.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They say quick bread. It includes recipes like banana bread, pumpkin bread, apple bread.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Like this quick.
Yeah,
that's
just, I didn't know we could count those as real bread.
Like I was saying, they get liberal with what they go with bread here.
Give me banana bread. I'm down.
So these are the, I'll take a turkey sandwich on banana bread.
So these are the worst breads. They say they think this one's overrated. Sorry, Miles. Challah bread.
They say it's overrated.
Challah bread is overrated.
Okay. Get the impression that sweet breads did not do well on this list, because I like potato bread, but...
Right. Challah bread didn't do well. Hawaiian bread didn't do well.
Soda bread.
I don't literally like soda bread.
Irish soda bread, somebody has to make it super correctly. Then it's good. But gotcha. I've only had a good piece of it probably 10 times.
Out of how many?
Oh, hundreds. My mom will order it wherever we go.
Sean O'Donnell's has pretty good
soda bread.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You know, he was actually at my auction over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
No, Wes.
Yes, sir.
The Why Sean O'Donnell.
Spent something. Miles and I spent thousands in there. That's
right. I'm a member of the birthday club.
Beer bread. Again, these are a list of the worst beers. Beer bread.
I don't know the last time I had that.
It's been a long time. I don't think I disliked it, but it's something I'm so infrequent, it doesn't even...
Sounds like something your uncle made.
By accident and gave it a name.
I'm sorry to say that number 3 of the worst breads, they go with the brown bread.
Just wheat?
No.
Or like pumpernickel, you
the
mean?
The brown bread from like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
like the kind they have at Outback Steakhouse?
I know.
Well, the butter goes a long way, but I love those.
Without the butter, do we like it? Because, right, it's always given to us warm. The butter melts in there.
I expect that butter that's sweet with that bread.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like cream cheese in a bagel.
Number 2 worst bread, wheat bread.
I agree with that.
That actually is the worst bread. My bad. I miscounted my list. That is number 1.
Bread?
The worst bread.
I will say, though, like, It's supposed to be healthier for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, cause they compare it to white bread. And you go like, sure, it's healthier than white bread, yes.
So, I mean, if you eat it enough, like I started eating it as an adult, like I'll get wheat bread all the time.
I just don't. And look, it's not wheat bread's fault. It's my parents' fault.
Sure.
But they only ever got wheat bread because my dad, that's what he wanted. And he's like, when you get a job, you can get what you want. I have not bought wheat bread since I moved out.
Honorable mentions in the in-between before we get to the best. Cornbread.
All right. Cornbread.
Pretzels.
Bread.
How about pretzel roll? I'm going to screw up this name. Chapati and roti.
Sure.
They're made thinner than naan and cooked on a flat griddle.
Ooh.
They're a type of flatbread.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down with flatbreads, man.
Texas toast.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a consideration.
Like I said, they're very liberal.
Do you mean Texas toast as far as the bread is concerned? The thickness, whiteness, just the bread?
Doggone Texas toast.
Wow. Yeah. Man.
You get that once a year for that leftover sandwich.
That's when you're making.
Boom.
But you're making French toast in the morning. Yeah, right. You're making BLTs.
Yeah. Pumpernickel bread.
I love pumpernickel.
You just can't.
It's not very popular anymore.
And rye bread.
Isn't it like the least
Another good
healthy?
Bread.
One of them. Yes.
I mean, I like rye. I do like rye.
Pumpernickel and rye bread I like for a specific thing. Like I'm at a Jewish deli.
Right.
I'm getting a Reuben.
Thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Focaccia. Focaccia, great bread.
Awesome.
That's a damn fine bread.
Awesome.
Get some oil and some balsamic, man.
I don't like sandwiches on it.
Thank you.
Like,
no. It's too thick to be a sandwich.
No, it's a peely bread.
Make a pizza on focaccia, man. Ooh. It'll change your freaking life.
Completely disagree.
Really?
Make a sandwich on focaccia.
Turkey, red onion, lettuce.
On focaccia?
Ooh, like a...
But as a sandwich?
Yeah.
It's just so much bread. It's not that it tastes bad.
Like a caprese?
But I feel like when I bite into it, there's like 90% of my mouth is bread and 10%
If it was open-faced, you don't need that much bread.
If it were open-faced, I'd be down.
Non-bread.
Yeah, non-bread's great.
Awesome.
And look, if you think you don't like Indian food, get butter chicken, tandoori chicken, and naan bread.
You will be happy.
Ten breasts. Best breads. Boule? Am I saying that right?
It's a French boule. Do you have a picture of it?
It honestly just looks like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you know, everyone would recognize it.
Is that called, like, basically just artisan?
Translates to around, rather.
I think if you served it at a restaurant, you'd call it artisan, because if you called it boule, no one would know what the hell you're talking about.
Multi-grain bread.
It has its place.
Now, I do like some of that Dave's Killer multigrain with the nuts
Dave
on it.
Dave makes a good one. His bread is killer. It's a crime that it's number 8, brioche.
I like brioche.
Oh, damn it. You're right,
That's one of the best damn breads out there. That deserves
when
to be a lot
When you see that for a hamburger, man, you're like, they don't know how to make a hamburger.
Hey, sir. Potato bread.
Love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, man. Holidays are coming up. Potato bread season's upon us.
I'll tell you what, if you make a smash burger at home, trust me on this one. Put it on a potato roll.
Garlic bread. Again, these are the best breads.
I mean,
well, sure.
You know,
it's not like it's French bread.
Yeah.
The French baguette.
Uh-huh. Decent.
I'll go to town on a doggone baguette.
It kind of goes back to ciabatta. Believe it or not, ciabatta was made in Italy. Trying to kind of recreate the French hard bread or whatever. And that's what we got is the ciabatta. So I think it's better than ciabatta, but again, it's just a little too dry for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my only issue with the French baguette is like we used to make subs on them, but it's so hard that I feel like all the meat just like slides out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tortillas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I could eat a wrap.
I could get rid of bread
in general, just eat tortillas.
Yeah. Pita bread.
Yep.
Strong. I think a wrap's better than pita, but yeah.
Number 1 on the list, sourdough.
Okay.
All right.
Sourdough bread.
Okay.
And then a drum roll, please. Number 2 on the list of the best breads according to tastingtable.com. The wonderfully delicious ciabatta bread.
Boo, come on.
Ciabatta bread's number 2?
Ciabatta bread is number 2 on this list.
Oh, my God.
Suck it.
I mean, I feel like, again, you have to either toast it or you got to have, like, a meatball on there so there's sauce.
Anything.
You guys aren't doing it right.
You got to do something.
Maybe we're not.
Damn fantastic. A woman right here in Snoqualmie was arrested for porch pirating, but she didn't... Oh, no kidding.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, and she didn't do the best job at hiding it. I'll tell you all about it at 550 miles.
By the way, we just got an update. One of our more astute listeners, they did the math for us. If you want to make a quarter-pound patty out of fruit flies...
Uh-oh.
It would take approximately 456,000.
All right, so I'll
say... Now you know. What did you guess?
A million.
Okay.
I was a little under.
So you use half that much, you can have your fruit fly burger.
Yeah. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. That's a 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.